That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, sit down, Abner, and let me read this to you. If we're going to start this radio station, we want to do it right.
Well, all we got to do is say, "This is station BPR, the voice of Pine Ridge, doing the talking." That's the way we'll start, I reckon.
Well, natural. But I want to read you this paper I drawed up.
Well, I'm willing to go into the radio business all right, Lum, but I don't see why we have to sit around and read about it.
Well, it's a paper I drawed up showing that we went into business.
You have to have a paper for that nowadays?
Yeah.
What won't they think of me? It
says here, articles of partnership. The following is to certify that the undersigned has joined together in due form to incorporate themselves into a partnership for the purpose of conducting, operating, and running a radio broadcasting station to be known hereinafter and henceforwards as the Voice of Pine Ridge. The aforesaid partners in the aforesaid partnership in the aforeread paragraph are as follows, to wit. 1, Columbus Edwards. 2, Abner Peabody. The president of the aforementioned partnership corporation incorporated will be...
Just a minute here now, Lum. Are me and you both partners in this thing?
Well, natural. Can't have a one-man partnership.
No. Are we equal partners in it?
Why, sure. The president of the...
Hold on now, Lum. I thought I was going to be the owner of this station.
The owner?
Why, sure. I'm the one that owns that shortwave machine. I bought it, you know, boy.
Well, yeah, but that just comes under the head of equipment.
Huh?
That's all covered in this paper I've drawn up.
Oh.
Now, if you just keep quiet and let me read
it. Yeah, well, now, just hold on just a minute now. I thought the shortwave machine was the radio station. That's the whole thing right there.
Well, that just shows right there how much you know about business, Abner. That's just one small part of it.
Well, it's a pretty important part, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, it's important, all right, but you could have that machine sitting around here for 20 years and still not have no radio station.
I could, huh?
You've got to have somebody that knows how to put these things into operation.
Well...
You got to have a man with business talents, a man with foresight and hindsight.
Both, huh?
Got to have a man with business experience, a man with brains.
Well, yeah, I reckon you're right.
Of course I am.
Where do you suppose we can get a man like that?
Where can we get a man like that?
Yeah.
We've got one.
Huh?
You're looking at him.
You?
Natural.
Well, now, wait just
it's
a minute.
It's all covered in this paper I've got up.
Where was I when this paper was got up?
It's all legal, Abner. I done it all according to law. Tells in here that for your half of the partnership, you're contributing one shortwave transmitting and receiving outfit complete with generator. Gives you full credit for it.
It does, huh?
Yes, sir.
What are you contributing?
I figured you was going to ask that, and don't worry, it's all covered. Now, is there any other questions for you signing?
Yeah. What are you contributing?
Well, for one thing, my brains.
Oh, surely, Lum, you can make a better contribution than that.
Well, now, wait a minute before you start getting sarcastic.
Looks like we're in the red before we get started. Even
right.
Dog is his brain.
Wait a minute, Smarty. Besides my brains, I'm contributing my first month's salary as head announcer.
Head announcer?
Yeah, that's one of the jobs I hold in this new company. It's all covered in the paper.
Well, that's nice to know.
My salary is $50 a week. And for 1 month, it'd be $200.
Oh!
Wait a minute. I ain't drawing a cent out of it. That all goes right direct into the company.
Oh.
There's $200 right there I'm contributing. Can you match that?
Well, how about my salary as head generator? I'll put that in.
Yeah, but you own the machine. As long as you own that outfit, you'd just be paying money to yourself to operate it. That seems kind of silly, don't it?
Well, yeah. It does, now that you mention it.
Of course
yes.
It does.
Yeah, it's silly. Take it back.
You see right now that we're lucky we got me for the business manager of this company.
Business manager?
Yeah, that's covered in the paper, too.
Well, now, just a minute.
Well, you can see for yourself what a good business manager I am. I've already saved you paying out a whole lot of money for a head generator.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Well, it's a pretty high-paying job, too.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. By the way, that's something else I'm contributing is my salary as business manager of the station.
How much are you getting for that?
I cut myself down to $35 a week on that.
Can you work that cheap?
Well, I'm willing to do it in order to get our company started. Of course, I ain't taking none of it out in cash. I'm putting a month of it in the business. There's another $140 right there.
Well, Lom, can you afford that?
Well, I'll scrape by somehow. To get something like this started, Abner, you got to make sacrifices.
Dogged, I feel sort of like I just ain't doing my part, Lom.
Oh, well, that's all right. You're putting in the machine. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, but what's that? Just equipment. Says that in the paper. You read it a while ago, said the machine was equipment.
Yeah, it's importance, though, sort of.
Yeah, but I don't...
Another thing I'm contributing is 3 weeks of my salary as program director.
Program director.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have one of them.
You do, huh?
Yeah. If we're gonna have a radio station, we gotta have programs on it. If we're gonna have programs, we gotta have somebody to direct them.
Yeah, that's a program director, huh?
That's what they call them.
Logis, when are you gonna find time to do all this work, Lon?
Well, I'll just have to work day and night, I reckon.
Oh, now, you oughtn't to be doing that. You ought to sleep sometime.
There ain't nothing
minutes.
I won't do to get this company started for you, Abner. And me, of course.
Well, I hope you're getting a good salary for that.
Yeah, that job pays a little higher than that other. 60 a week.
60, huh?
Yeah.
Good. Hooray.
That's why I'm just putting in 3 weeks of that. There's another $180 right there.
3 weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Doggone, Lom, maybe you ought to cut that down to just 2 weeks, maybe.
No, it's all covered in the paper. 3 weeks. I want us to have plenty of capital to work on.
Doggies, Lom, I just feel terrible about this. I ought to be contributing something else to the company some ways here. I tell you, how about make me assistant announcer so I can throw that salary in?
Well, there you are again.
Huh?
You own the machine, so no sense in you paying out money to yourself.
Oh, yeah. That blame it all anyway. Almost wish I didn't own that machine. Lom! You wouldn't want to buy it from me, would you?
No, no. I couldn't afford it right now, Abner. My money's all tied up in the company.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you, I got it. Ha! Hooray for me. Got it figured out now. Tell you what I'll do. I'll just give it to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's yours. Take it,
Jim. No, that's your machine. I don't want to take it away from you, Abner. I don't want to take advantage of you.
Well, that's awful thoughty of you, Lom. I appreciate it. Wouldn't even take half of it, would you?
No. I don't want to take nothing away from you.
Oh, but I sure am glad I ain't going into partnerships with anybody else. They wouldn't treat me nice this way.
Well, I was just thinking of the best interest of the company's all.
Yeah, but, Lom, I don't like you to have to carry me along this way, me dragging my feet practical, you might say.
Well, it's all right, Abner. Don't worry about me.
I just can't help it, though. You're getting such a bad deal out of this.
I don't mind now. Anything for the company, I always say.
Well, Lom... Couldn't we change some of this around to where you can make a little something out of it?
No, can't change nothing now, Abner. It's all covered in the paper.
That's final, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That.
Got to be signed just the way it is.
Oh.
Now, right here's where you put your name, right there.
Right there on that line?
Yeah.
What's that X for? I ain't signed it yet, Lom. I can write my name. You don't have to make my mark there.
That just shows you where you're supposed to put your name, sir.
Oh, good. Just wanted you to know I can do it. Lom, I just hate to do this to you now.
Well, it's all right, Abner. Don't think about me. Just think about the company.
Yeah, but I just don't see how you're going to get along. Leastways, not for the first month.
Yeah, well, make out somehow.
Could I lend you some money?
No, Abner. I'll just tighten my belt another notch and struggle through some way or other.
How about just taking $5? Here.
Well, no, that's mighty thought of you, Abner, but I just couldn't accept it.
Take a dollar.
No, Abner, no. Thank you.
Well, Lom, I feel terrible about this. Just almost breaks my heart. You doing all the work, contributing all your salary. Me sitting around here just doing nothing, you might say. And taking half the profits. I just can't stand it, Lom.
Well, now, pull yourself together, Abner. Now, just cut that out.
Oh, no.
Feller's got to expect these things when he's going into a new business this way.
Well... Ain't there something I can do to help you, Lum?
No, no, Abner. All I want you to do is just sign this paper here.
Well, will that put all of this into effect here?
Yeah, that'll do it. Right there's where you sign, right there.
Yeah. Give it here.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you tearing it up for? Wait.
No, sir, because I think too much of you, Lum.
Think too much of?
Yes, sir. I'm going to take that short waving machine and start the radio business myself. I'm just going to hire you for $10 a week.
$10 a week?
Yes, sir. I'm going to see to it that you get something out of this. I ain't going to sit by and see you get a raw deal like that. I'm your true friend.